Echo and Harper Audio present Making Sense, Conversations on Consciousness, Morality, and the Future of Humanity. Read by Sam Harris, David Chalmers, David Deutsch, Anil Seth, Thomas Metzinger, Timothy Snyder, Glenn C. Lowry, Robert Sapolsky, Daniel Kahneman, Nick Bostrom, David Krakauer, and Max Tegmark. To my mother. Preface. We are living in a new golden age of public conversation. Millions of us have recently discovered the significant parts of the day, a commute, an hour at the gym, an eternity spent on the threshold of sleep, can be filled with podcasts and related media. Increasingly, we replace the voice in our heads with the voices of others, whose opinions, whether considered or not, now inform our own. I'm convinced that this is generally a good development. Every hour, we struggle to maintain a vast technological civilization, and yet conversation remains our only means of making intellectual and moral progress. Podcasting began in 2004, which happens to be the year I published my first book. If someone had told me then that I would eventually spend most of my time producing a podcast rather than writing, I would have said, "What's a podcast?" If they had then described this new form of media, more or less accurately, as, quote, radio on demand, I would have been willing to bet the fate of our species that they were mistaken about me. For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to write books. At no point in my life have I spent two consecutive breaths wondering whether I might like to work in radio. And yet creating the Making Sense podcast has consumed most of my professional energy in recent years. The reasons for this are disconcertingly simple. I will reach more people in 48 hours with my next podcast than I will reach in a decade with all of my books. And the results are instantaneous. Instead of waiting for a year for a book to be published, I can release a podcast the moment it's finished. In truth, the analogy to radio is somewhat misleading. The distinction between a radio show that is allotted a full hour and a fixed schedule and a podcast episode that just happens to wrap up after 59 minutes can be hard to appreciate from the outside. But the difference is felt every moment along the way. Time pressure changes everything, a fact that anyone can perceive when watching a formal debate. A willingness to explore adjacent topics, to backtrack, to try ideas on for size only to discard them, to invite criticism without knowing what one's response to it will be, and when disagreements surface, to give one's opponents the freedom to present the best possible case for their views. Such a spirit of dialogue can only arise when the threat of being interrupted isn't further weaponized by a ticking clock. When we are guided by real curiosity and a principle of charity, every human problem seems to admit of solution. In other moods, even conversation itself proves impossible. Podcasting is the only medium that allows for truly natural, open-ended conversation. So it's not an accident that this is where scientists, journalists, and public intellectuals now think out loud. But the strength of the medium is also its primary weakness, because conversation lacks the precision of written work, and listeners may fail to catch subtle points that readers would naturally pause to absorb. Thus, when compared to the clarity and accessibility of books, even some of the most interesting podcasts can feel like missed opportunities. Since 2014, I've released over 200 episodes of the Making Sense podcast, now averaging about one per week. This volume presents 13 of my favorites, with 11 guests: David Chalmers, David Deutsch, Anil Seth, Thomas Metzinger, Timothy Snyder, Glenn Lowry, Robert Sapolsky, Daniel Kahneman, Nick Bostrom, David Krakauer, and Max Tegmark. The book covers a wide range of concerns: consciousness, the foundations of knowledge, ethics, artificial intelligence, politics, physics, decision-making, racism, violence, existential risk, but it is heavily weighted toward questions about the nature of mind and how minds like ours can best create a world worth living in. As listeners to Making Sense know, these are my core interests, and I return to them often. I have long believed in the ultimate unity of knowledge, and thus that the boundaries between traditional disciplines should be generally ignored. One thing we surely know about reality at this point is that it isn't partitioned like a university campus. I also believe that most of the evil in our world, all the needless misery we manufacture for one another, is the product not of what bad people do, but of what good people do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?